friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
216-474-0092. We are waiting for Kevin Stefanski's press conference, which is supposed to start momentarily. I'm trying to think of the epiphanies that we're going to get from his press conference today. I highly doubt he will change his mind on if they're going to change quarterbacks the way he said yesterday. After the
I
handprint.
Would agree with you.
So I don't know. I don't
like to see the reasoning, but I would agree with you.
I'd like to hear a little bit more in-depth reasoning on why. Some of the, like the injury, the, I want more info on Denzel. That just seemed odd. He did try to come back in the second half.
It does seem odd, doesn't it?
Cramping. I don't know. It's just, you see that, like, you see a, I think you see cramping more often first game of the preseason, first game of anybody's season, whether it's college, high school, or pro. There always seems to be more cramping than normal. And I'm kind of surprised, although, if you listen to the pregame show, Gerard said it is really hot out here.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't be surprised if this happens. And he was right. Unfortunately, it happened to one of our best players. So that's not fair. The other thing, too, before we get to this press conference here, I do think the rookies are contributing and they seem to be around the ball. And this draft class seems to be okay.
Guys,
for me.
Yeah, the skill position guys, one of my favorite words, they look intriguing, don't they?
Well, Harold Fannin does.
I think Sampson does. I think Quinshon did on just 10 carries. I'm really curious about Isaiah Bond. Can we get him the ball? He's been there a little while now. He's just running routes. Get him the ball. Let's go. Yes?
Yes. No, I'm with you. I'm trying to figure out.
Can't hang on. Maybe Isaiah can.
Or at least use him on end of rounds. I don't have a problem with that. Throw him the football.
Andy, he's...
But, Joe, they got to get open.
Let's go.
The problem is guys aren't getting open, Jeff. And I think we saw that. They talked about it during the game yesterday.
There might be that.
Is it, can they not throw the deep ball because guys aren't getting open or because Joe can't find them? Or Joe's not, I mean, his arm is there. I don't see any reason not to believe that. It is also interesting that of you go back and you look at your 41 targets, 10 of them went to tight ends yesterday. Fannin and Njoku, and they were your two and three leading receivers yesterday with, 88 yards between the two of them. Jerry Jeudy had 8 targets, 4 receptions for 51 yards. You did have, 5 guys that had more than 20 yards in reception. I don't know if you want to look at it that way or not. And those top three, Njoku, Fannin, and Jeudy, all had plays of longer than 20 yards. I feel like there aren't a lot of 20-yard plays on this team, though. 20-yard plus plays. How can they get ball down the field? I just don't.
Gentlemen, we now go live to Zoom for Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.
DeAndre Carter is in concussion protocol. Everybody else will really be day-to-day, learn more throughout the week. Obviously, frustrating result in that game. Clearly didn't play well enough on offense, defense, or special teams. Didn't coach well enough when you get that result. But Phil... feel very similar to how I felt walking off the field, frustrated, but understand that we have to find a way to win and certainly have to find a way to play complimentary ball in these ball games. But with that, I'll take any questions.
All right. First question goes to Scott.
Hey, Kevin, you don't usually see guys miss as much time as Denzel did with cramps. Was he sick or anything else going on there?
No, just cramping.
And do you expect he'll be okay this week?
Hope so, yes.
And then Miles mentioned he got rolled up into. Do you think he's okay?
I think a lot of guys are dealing with some things, Scott, but we'll just see how they do throughout the week.
All right, thanks.
All right, next we'll go to Mary Kay.
Kevin, can you maybe revisit the quarterback situation a little bit and talk about why you feel it's important to stick with Joe, even after a game where he had some things that didn't go his way. I know you guys have a tough stretch coming up, but what are some of your thoughts on why this is the right way to go?
Yeah, Mary Kay, we didn't play well enough on offense. We didn't coach well enough on offense, and it's never going to be about one person. Joe knows there's plays that he can be better, and it obviously starts with protecting the ball in this game, and he understands that, and that's our focus moving forward.
Thank you.
All right, next we'll go to Jeff.
Kevin, looking at it from the outside, it seems there's a lot wrong with the offense. So if that is the case, how do you fix that in such a short time you have here?
Well, I think we're two games in to this season. We are definitely going to be playing better as a team as this season goes on. And certainly the goal is to always get better as the calendar turns. So that's what we'll focus on. Obviously, there's things that we know we need to do better, not scoring enough points in the first two games. And that's a combination of things. It's run game, it's pass game, it's what we're asking the guys to do. So we'll make sure that we put a plan together to let these guys have success versus Green Bay.
Now, I know it takes all 11 guys, but how would you assess the way the offensive line has played these first two games?
Yeah, hard to evaluate the whole offensive line in the last two games, Jeff. I'd just tell you, yesterday there were some good moments, and then there were definitely things that we can clean up.
Thank you.
All right, next we're going to Cam.
Kevin, defensively, you guys lead the league in yards allowed, and there's been strong efforts in the first two games. Obviously, as the game went on yesterday, not what they wanted to do. But for your defense, how important is it to clean things up offensively, clean things up on special teams, to allow them to continue their success and not maybe pile things on for them?
Well, I think it goes back to what we were talking about earlier, Cam, in the form of playing complementary ball. And if, making an offense drive the football versus our defense, as opposed to giving them good field position, whether via a special teams play or a turnover, those type of things. So that's where we need to, as a team, understand how important it is to complement each other.
When you're looking for that complementary football, Miles was on the side, huddled up with some guys, being that leader on that side of the ball. Do you need that? Do you lean on that heavily to ensure that, they have that patience as you guys work to get that complimentary football going?
Yeah, listen, it's a team game. It's the best team game there is. And we understand that it's never about one person. It's never about one side of the ball. We'll continue to play this that way.
Thanks.
All right, next we'll go to Tony.
All right, Kevin, a question about two rookies. The first one is Judkins. Do you feel comfortable now giving him a regular full load as the feature back starting with this game?
Yeah, I thought he did a nice job with what we asked him to do yesterday, Tony. Obviously, get him in here, get a lift, get treatment, see how his body's feeling. But I think he certainly is capable of doing more, and we'll treat it just like we did last week, and in that we'll see how he comes through the week and make those type of decisions as the week goes on.
The other question is about Gabriel. Are you open to using him in a game just to see how it affects the offense with his quick release and quick processing?
Say one more
time. Not necessarily as a starter immediately, but are you open to getting Gabriel some snaps in a game?
Yeah, that's really not our focus. Yesterday, you understand that how the game was and where we were in the game, but that's really not our focus.
Okay.
Next, we're to Ashley.
Hey, Kevin, just after reviewing the blocked punt, what went wrong on that play? And just, how much of a turning point was that you guys can't afford?
Obviously, we can't allow that to happen. Not going to get in the specifics of the play, but we need to be better in protection. That's a big part of this game. Going back to playing complementary football, you talk about field position, and we need to do our job really in all areas. But we should never allow that.
And then just in respect to the return game with DeAndre in the protocol now, I guess, how did you think Isaiah did? He looked maybe a little uncomfortable back there at times, but how much have you guys worked with him on that? I know he hasn't been here long, obviously.
Sure. He's gotten, you know, as a backup returner, you get a lot of reps in practice to get ready. Obviously, we lost some yardage there on some balls that we'd like to field. If there were some balls that would have been very difficult to get to and then had some good bounces for them. So, again, those are hidden yardage plays that we need to get the ball back with the maximum amount of yards helped towards our offense.
All right, we'll go back to Mary Kay.
Yeah, Kevin, obviously you couldn't control having Denzel out of this game, but in terms of Cam and Miles, is there anything that you can do to maybe not always have them in such one-on-one situations if they're overmatched in those type of things? Or is it too late in the middle of a game to try to adjust to something like that?
Well, I give, you know, Coach Schwartz and the defensive staff do a great job of making adjustments throughout the game. And those adjustments come, Mary Kay, whether it's via scheme, sometimes via personnel, based on what you're seeing from the other team. So we'll always look to make those type of adjustments as necessary. But we also trust our guys to play our scheme.
Thanks. All right. And last one from Tony.
Kevin, given Miles Garrett's frustration last year, which led to him asking for a trade, and given his frustration after yesterday's game, how concerned are you about keeping Miles and other veterans on board with the program as this losing streak, which is now 8, continues?
Yeah, I'm not really focused on last season, Tony. We obviously have come up short in these first two ball games, and we'll just keep our head down and get back to work. That's really what we'll do.
Okay. All right.
All right. Thanks, Coach. That wraps us up.
Thank you.
All right, there you have it. Kevin Stefanski's press conference. Oh, man.
What did you think?
You are not right.
Did you like it, Andy?
Like some thoughts from Jeff.
And would you guys be nice? She's a very nice person. She's just trying to keep it. You know what? And I'm giving it. But why do you got to be that way? Jeff Phelps.
Not being that way.
You are.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Jeff, it's so wrong. So wrong on so many levels. I got to tell you, the line that bothers me.
Change quarterbacks.
I like Kevin a lot, man, but we got to coach better. We got to coach better. At what point do you fire yourself then? If they're not coaching better, he said that a lot over 6 years. We got to coach better. Yeah, we get it. We understand that. But at some point, is he going to come out and go, you know what? We sucked yesterday. We gave up 41 points. I'm not going to blame it all on the defense. I blame it all on us, on the coaching, that our special teams is horrific and has been horrific for a couple years now.
Say it better.
That our offensive line horrific. Is not playing. You're horrible. You are just mean. That our offensive line isn't up to where we really want it to be. That our wide receivers can't hang on to a football.
Football.
That line, of all the worthless things he says sometimes, and I can't believe I just said that because now I'm giving in to
what
Dan.
What did you just say?
He dances around everything. I like him. Stop. I don't want to rip him because I like him.
Everything.
And I don't think he's a bad coach. But, I mean, stop saying we've got to coach better. The standard? What's the standard on we have to coach better? Stop saying it. Just stop. Quit saying it. If you've got to coach better and you're not coaching better and you get beat 41-7, what are you doing? Okay, show me how you're coaching better. We ask all the time about how can players get better? How can the offensive line get better? How can we get better quarterback play? Okay, show me the bar.
Andrew
give
Barry
me the coaching bar.
Needs to give me a better roster.
Think he'll ever say that?
Why, no.
Wouldn't it be great if he just came out and said, well, you know, we looked
at
through
the Sean contract is killing us.
We looked through all the rooms and we saw that we put more investment into the hefty version of these tough garbage bags than we have into our wide receiving room.
Yeah, those Andy.
Hey, there he is.
What we have here is a serious lack of talent in all of our rooms. We're old, and we don't have enough walkers, wheelchairs, and IV bags for everyone who is involved inside of our rooms.
What about all that young skill position talent on
our
offense?
Our quarterback just had to schedule a colonoscopy.
Well, they're saying you should do that at 40 now. Used to be 50. Now it's 40. Move them up. It's a good message for everybody, yeah, by the way.
Jeff, I don't know where you want us to find the talent to win these games, but we're working hard. And we're going to coach better and get these guys in the best positions to succeed.
What does that mean? What does it mean we're going to coach better? What are the coaches? Maybe the good follow-up there is, and I'm not ripping our brethren in the media. Okay, what does that mean? You've got to coach better. You've got to coach better. Show me an analytics standard that we use for everything else in football about coaching better.
Did Bill Cowher write a book? We could get that and read it.
Yeah, Andy, we can only put so much paprika on this spam.
Paprika on spam. Never. Been a long time since I've had spam, but that kind of fires me up.
How do we coach better? Next on Baskin and Phelps.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Are you done making fun of the press conference now? Did you get it out of your system?
I'm not sure. I don't know what you're talking about.
Jeff Phelps, are you done? Dan Manigan, you guys are too evil.
I'm never rotten. Done.
You guys are evil and rotten.
I'm never done when it comes to mocking press conferences.
I'm sorry. If Kevin wasn't going to say anything, I'm glad we had something else to go with.
You guys are mean. I just want you to know that.
By the way.
Bullies.
What did you think about, okay, no quarterback change.
Okay. I saw that coming.
And no need to put Dylan Gabriel on the field. I think Kevin's exact line was, that's not our concern right now.
Okay, what is the concern? Coaching better? Offensive line? Getting players healthy? I mean, the week one, with the exception of Mike Hall, this is probably the healthiest they've ever been going into a season. Everybody was a go before week one. Everybody. By the way, when's Mike Hall coming back? He would definitely help this team out. Although the defense is playing well.
The defense is doing okay. Yeah, I mean, put Mike out there and they could
be even better.
Yeah, well, we would hope so.
Can he play left tackle so we don't have to rotate left tackles because someone got tired? It's going to take a while for me to let this go. The DeJuan Jones situation made my head hurt.
Was that something that was said in postgame yesterday?
Kevin said they wanted to rotate him on a couple of series. I think it was to give him a rest, if I recall the exact line.
Wow. All righty then.
Hey,
you went.
Now hold on one second.
Two fifths of your offensive line couldn't go.
Is it valid to think? Okay, this kid is 6'8", about 350.
Yeah,
and he's coming off an injury.
No, that's true.
And maybe it's okay. I mean, honestly, I think DeJuan Jones could end up being a really good left tackle. And if they're going to do some things to protect him a little bit, okay. If they're doing some things because he's not, and clearly he's not, you know, a physical specimen as far as, you know, looking like Myles Garrett, but you don't want guys looking like Myles Garrett at that position. Maybe at this point in his career, comes off the field for a series, whatever. I don't think I'm making excuses. I'm trying to actually look for some reasoning. Because it is, Dan, you're right. You know, if it's like, well, he's not in shape enough to play a full game, well, then let's work on that, shall we?
Anthony's in Maple Heights. Anthony, what do you got, man?
Question for you all.
Sure.
As far as the press conference.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
What's the difference between Pat Shurmur and Kevin? Second of all,
Kevin has a beard.
Hang on. Can we answer?
Kevin has a beard.
you can.
Kevin's answers are a little bit longer than Pat's were. That's about it.
It sounds like the same old merry-go-round.
Yeah,
pathetic and sad. I look at it, the best player we have is Denzel. My Steelers lost, but they're better than the Browns.
Oh, all right, goodbye. I'm done. I don't care about your Steelers. And by the way, you don't think I'm not going to compare, but I just
we made you what you were.
Myles Garrett's playing some unbelievable football right now, and to say that I don't want to put down Denzel. That's why I don't want to say this. You know what I'm saying? You can tell me if you had to pick an MVP right now, who is it
on the team?
Yeah,
it's Myles Garrett.
It's Myles Garrett. Okay, I'm just making sure. Then again, why am I listening to a Steelers fan? Rodney is in a car. Hi, Rodney.
Hey, gentlemen.
How are you?
So I can answer the special teams play for Stefanski. What happened during that play? Our up back got his mouth knocked down his throat and couldn't even block a guy. Did you see what I saw with that guy?
Yeah, we all saw it.
He got knocked back 5 yards. That's the answer to that question. It's a very I know he doesn't want to throw the guy under the bus, but everybody knows the answer. We saw the play. Now, my other two questions that I still will never get an answer for. Never get an answer. Who made the decision to sign Watson? That guy should be fired. The only reason he's not fired is because he's the owner, and we have a terrible owner. That's the answer to a lot of these questions. The other question, why did Baker Mayfield play an entire year with his arm in a sling? Who made that decision? I can tell you who made the decision. It wasn't the coach. It wasn't the general manager. If it was, they would have been fired. So it's the owner again. We have poor ownership.
An owner wouldn't put an injured player on the field. That's up to the player.
I also think Baker was fighting hard to be in. I'm as upset about – stop. I'm as upset about Baker still not being here as you are. I get it. I understand. But Baker has some – I think Baker was doing whatever he could to play because he also knew it was a contract year. I also think that the reason that he's not here is over stupid ego. Between two people. That's why I think he's not here.
Here's my point about Baker. Not that he's not here. Whoever played him for an entire year, we watched the games. We watched them. I'm not stupid when I'm watching. When a guy's arm is hanging down his side, it's not the right choice to have. I can tell you right now, a good coach, and I like Stefanski. I'll tell you right now, he's the best coach we've had over the last 10, and that's not saying much. But the decisions that we make, we've got... Myles Garrett, he didn't want to be here. He didn't want to be here, guys. We all seen it. He didn't want to be here. I would not have given him the extra money.
Guess who else didn't want to be here? Baker. Deshaun Watson.
Or Baker.
Does anyone remember him turning us down? Does anyone remember that? And Baker wanted to be here until they said, we want Deshaun. I understand the whole story. Silly.
Bad decisions. That's all I'm telling you. These are bad, and they're not minor decisions. I will say this: the draft picks have looked good so far this year. Would you agree?
Yes.
Four out of the five draft picks have looked decent.
Yeah, we don't know what two of them look like because we haven't seen them on the field.
Yeah, I think the guys who have played,
Rodney, thank you. Appreciate your passion.
Guys who have played have done a pretty nice job.
We're all smarter for listening to Todd in Ward 1. Hello, Todd.
Todd.
Yo, Andy, Jeff. So I wasn't that impressed with the secondary play. As I listened to you guys say that the defense played well.
The front four played really well. I think the linebackers are playing well, too. I mean, Carson Schweitzer is off the hook for a rookie. They're 0-2. But, I mean, this kid is he's everything they advertised him to be. I love watching him play.
Two of your three corners were out, Todd, and the defensive backfield got shredded. Cam Mitchell got lit up.
How many times did Hamilton get in the backfield from the Ravens? I saw Hamilton get into the backfield at least one time. How many times did he get in there, off the corner, out of the secondary?
I mean,
I don't. I let me give you. You know, that's a great question. If I get a chance to see the All-22, I'll give you the answer.
I don't know if Andy's being his usually sarcastic self, although I'm sure he is. Here's the thing, man.
Hamilton was pretty good. You know, he was Aaron Burr, sir. You know. Just want to go ahead. Sorry, I had to do it, man. I was just trying to find one joke from the play. Okay, keep going, Lynn Moran.
You can't control yourself. I understand.
Yeah.
So, the trade deadline will approach at some point very quickly.
I can't believe we're talking about this. But yeah, go ahead.
Not so much now. Who can they pull in order to bring more strength to the team? I don't have any further thing to say other than that.
Well, who are you trading? That's the question.
David
Njoku this morning.
I'm at a loss, man. That's why I'm actually bringing it up to you. And please, because I know there's a Packers fan amongst you.
Yeah.
Please give that dude the day off Sunday, please, and Monday.
Todd. Thank you.
Todd, you're good people.
Todd is good people.
Let's go to Todd at Ward 1. Lloyd, Seven Hills. Hi, Lloyd.
How you doing?
Hi, Lloyd. We're good. I can't believe I just did what I just chastised Jeff 15 minutes for. Go ahead. Sorry.
And during the break.
Yes, I was. You guys are so mean. Go ahead. What do you got, Lloyd?
Part of the ship, part of the crew.
Well, I like to take a different approach at this. And we've all been here. First of all, you guys get paid for what you're doing. Well, let's carry that into everything that goes on in the world. Somebody's getting paid. Miles Garrett's getting paid, but they didn't get him much help. When Donaldson became available, man, we'd have ruled in defense. We're paying the highest guys in football, hey, whether we quarter.
Can I read these stats to you? I mean, I know you seem frustrated with the defense. I'll give them to you one more time. The defense is number one in yards allowed per game, the best. They are the best in rushing yards allowed per game at 45.5. And in passing yards allowed, they're third. So, I like Jeff and I were saying, you know, I want Hall to come back. But, I mean, other than the fact that you're missing arguably your second best or one of your best players on defense because he was cramping yesterday, they are wasting away a great season for the defense right now. And the defense is playing well. Yeah, but I'm not going to say they didn't get – I mean, he's got help. Look how good the defense is playing. Look at those numbers.
Andy, oddly enough, 40 yards better than the next best team.
So go ahead. Finish your thought. But, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lloyd.
But that takes us to offense. Our offense isn't scoring anything.
Yeah.
And that takes us to the coach. If you're the coach, where is your decision-making coming in? We heard him talk. He couldn't articulate about what he expects out of a player and what he's looking for in a player. And he don't know who he's going to put in, and he don't know when to switch them.
And he doesn't pick the players.
Well, he's also not going to give you an answer because he's never going to throw one of his players under the bus. If he didn't throw Andre Schmidt under the bus last week, he's not throwing anybody under the bus.
And look how Andre responded.
And that's why the players like him, too.
At least in one game.
Let me say one more thing, and I'm going to get off here.
Sure.
It ain't that we hate these guys. These guys put themselves out there to say, I want to be a hero. Okay, then let's take Joe Flacco. Gee whiz, what are we throwing? We're throwing 3-yard passes, 5-yard passes. We're not going much further than that.
Well, did you catch the point at the end of the game, though, that the guys weren't getting open? I mean, it's a two-way street on that. Thank you for the phone call. Appreciate it. I just, I don't know if Joe is taking what they're giving. I saw one horrific interception from Joe Flacco yesterday. That's the kind of play that you see a high school kid make. I mean, he just kind of threw it into no man's land. All right, we'll put a bow on this. We'll come back. It is a Browns Therapy Monday. We continue on 216-474-0092.
Hey, friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.